Good morning, this is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. This is K2PCB calling what I believe is an Echolink station that just connected it. Good morning, this is K2PCB. Nothing heard. K2PCB standing by.
This is KE2GDQ listening for any calls.
Good morning, Sir Brad. K2PCB here.
Good morning, KC2PCB. It's Thursday already. Can you believe it?
K2PCB here, and it is Thursday, which is pretty awesome. I can handle that. It means it's our team meeting day, and as always, that takes up a good chunk of the day. And no complaints from me. However, a little snowier out this morning than I was anticipating.
Did you say chillier or snowier?
Oh, definitely snowier, yeah. We probably had 2-3 inches in the parking lot this morning.
Yeah, I think that's what we got here. I looked out the front door this morning and I could see that there was snow, and I'm like, should I go shovel? Nah, I'll do it later.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that's what the plow guy got up and said over at our place. You know, a lot of times they'll do a early hour sweep through where they won't clear any spots, but they'll just sort of clear out the center. But I guess it really wasn't deep enough for that. So I don't know what their measure is that prompts them to move, but apparently this wasn't it.
Years ago, when my daughter was dating this one guy, he was younger. I mean, he was like in his teens, and he had a plow service. And he had a plow on his truck, and he did our driveway. We did sign a contract with him, and there was stipulations like if the snow is, we'll just say 3 inches or less, he wouldn't plow. It had to be over 3 inches, or something like that. So that very well could be.
Yeah, you have to draw the line somewhere. It just makes sense. So I connected into Ross's node this morning before I left the house. And then, so when I connected into the truck or turned on the truck, it automatically connected to my hub. And as I'm pulling out of the parking lot there, I heard what sounded like an Echolink connection connecting in. I don't know if you heard me, but I tried to call out to them, but no response. I thought we were going to have someone joining us this morning. And here's somebody cruising along. Man, there's like gridlock traffic in front of me, and they just fly by me to the point where, oh my goodness, are they going to hit that person in front of me, and they're hitting their brakes. Is this the kind of weather you want to be doing that? I don't know. I must be getting old, complaining about people that are bad drivers around me.
I don't know about getting old. I think you're just getting, you're more sensible about your driving. If there's snow on the roads or kind of slick, you know, back off the speed a little bit. You'll still get there in plenty of time. If not, well, you're going to be late, and I'd rather be late and alive than to not arrive at all. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I can see him up ahead of me. He was doing this zigzagging thing, passing everybody. Yeah, unnecessary.
Yeah, there's something about the human condition that says, I got to be in front for whatever reason. You know, I got to be ahead of you, or at least that's my thinking about some of these people. You know, because it's an endless journey, right? You're always going to be behind somebody somewhere. So does it really matter?
Yeah, I guess you want to have no, you know, obstructions in front of you, and I get that on dry pavement, summertime, sure. And it also eliminates some of the, you know, potentials out in front of you, right? If somebody's going to panic stop, somebody's going to veer off, or someone's going to come in front of them, and they're going to stop quickly, you know. Not having somebody in front of you reduces that, you know, that risk. But, yeah, this is just different. Anyway, I don't know if Jeff's on yet. Might be a few minutes early, but I also switched my notes so that if he and or you connects into my node via Echo Link, and I disconnect wherever I'm connected and reconnect somewhere else, it won't drop the Echo Link connection. Basically, it connects into the hub now rather than into the main node.
That's very interesting. I probably should buy a like a boom mic headset for the computer, and then I could connect into your node or hub and or Ross's node and hub and use the computer sometime instead of just doing the radio thing. But I should try that. Oh, speaking of radio, I switched. Worked on the antenna a little bit yesterday, switched things around, and looking at it, go, oh yeah, that looks so much better than the way I had it.
Yeah, I'm glad we caught that before, you know, you were attempting to use it and radiating yourself. And I mean, yeah, you're going to radiate yourself to some extent either way, even just using the HD you do. But it just redirects, focuses some of that radiation off the other side, which is good. When I first looked at it, oh, awesome, he's building one of those. And then, wait a minute, something looks weird. But yeah, I'm glad we caught that, and it probably would have still worked, because it's still going to be somewhat, you know, directional front and back, and there will be a point of concentration where it actually may have seemed like it was working when you were pointing that direction. It's just if you were to point in the opposite direction, it would work better.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand what you're saying, but it does look better. I'm hoping to get the everything soldered on today, and then get a connector on it, take one of the handhelds outside and just point it around and see if I can't find, to see what I can pick up.
So now, again, it sounds like you've been researching this more recently than I ever read about it, but uplink and downlink, two different frequencies, were we talking about that the other day? And I think some people do those in the same antenna. I'm going to imagine that your HD can't do a split like that. You'd probably have to use two different radios. Then you have to take the Doppler effect into account. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff. But receiving at first is definitely the place to start.
Yeah, what I'd like to do is just kind of, stand out in the backyard and point it to the west and then just slowly sweep it to the east or vice versa, and see what I can pick up, through scanning, and just to see. But I won't transmit until after I get the SWR to make sure that that's correct.
Well, that's cool. I wish you the best of luck, and I hope the very first day you take it outside and point it in the sky, you're able to hear something. That would be very cool.
Yes. That would be really cool. The way my luck goes sometimes, I'll just be standing there sweeping left to right, and up, down, and it'll be like not getting anything because there happens to be nobody on the air. There's a repeater out of Buffalo, WA2HKS. There seems to be a lot of traffic on that, but that's 70 centimeter, and this is 2 meter, so I don't think that'll work very well.
So I would have to imagine that you can get, you're talking the 444 repeater, but you can get that pretty well with your antenna you have there?
Oh yeah, they come in all quiet. It's a very strong signal for me.
Okay, yeah, when you were saying you were trying to pick that up, I'm like, oh, you should be able to get that really strong. Yeah, I get that stronger than my East Coast Reflector. And, awesome. Well, I'll pause here and identify. This is K2PCV, and I'll say good morning to anyone else that's in there.
PC2NVM. Good morning, everybody. Brad, sounds like you're coming along with your tape measure. Do you have the right length of everything? You need help?
Yeah, all the tape measure parts were cut to the directions. So those are good. All the PVC tubing has been cut per directions, and then when I measure it, it's spot on. Now the only thing that I have to do is, like I was saying earlier, is solder on. There's a wire that goes from one radial to the other, and then solder on the coax. And then when I do the SWR is to move those radials in and out a little bit to get the best SWR. So hopefully I can get that done today. If not, well, I'll definitely have it done by next week.
At the last HamFest, when we had in Batavia, I believe, some gentleman gave Ivan, the 11-year-old general, a tape measure yag that was maybe, it was about as big as he was, so it was probably 3 foot long, but it was only maybe a foot and a half wide at his widest point, and he was going to see what he could do with that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah, I've heard Ivan on, is it the Kids Net on Friday nights, I think. I've heard him. He's been running as a net controller. He does a pretty good job.
Yeah, he does. Zoe caught him on, and she's like, he sounds like a kid. I said, he's 11 years old. And then so that kind of sparked her to get... So she's starting to study for her technician. I got her the book, but I put it on her to study, but with wrestling and all. But wrestling should come to a conclusion this weekend with sectionals, but then we got to worry about football. But, yeah, Ivan's awesome. He's outgoing, and I was doing a couple of repairs for somebody at the club, and he just, he's small enough to kind of elbow his way in. And he's like, what are you doing? And he's playing to him. He's like, okay, can I watch? Absolutely. But, yeah, he's awesome. Too many people are like, but he's 11. But yeah, it doesn't matter. He's awesome.
Yeah, he definitely seems like a smart kid. You know, there was one kid there when I took my test for my general. He was taking his technician, and he aced it, which was awesome. But he didn't want to attempt the general exam. This is KB2GDQ.
Hey, these kids are the future of the club, so we should be doing everything we can to get them up to speed and on the air, outgoing. We're like, Ivan's going to be the future president of the club.
That would not surprise me. Definitely, that would not, definitely not surprise me.
He taught himself Morse code. Like, he is definitely a proper nerd.
Yeah, I'm still struggling with Morse code. I don't spend enough time with it. I'll spend 3 or 4 days with it, and then I won't spend 2 weeks with it. And then I'm back, I do 2 steps forward and 1 step back.
That's kind of how things are with everything. But, were you there Tuesday?
I was not at the banquet on Tuesday night, no.
The banquet's next week. Because we skipped January 20th, it pushed us back a week, so it was one gun, and then next upcoming is the actual banquet.
Oh, I see. For whatever reason, I thought we had just canceled the 1 week. I didn't realize that we had postponed the 1 week. If I'd known that, I would have been there Tuesday night, but oh well.
Okay, so do you be there next week for stakes, or do you skip the stakes?
Yeah, possibly. I'm not a, don't get me wrong, I like steak, but I don't like a cook-your-own-steak type banquet. I'm kind of weird like that.
It's just another stake that I could possibly win. I don't judge.
Well, I hope you do win it.
Do you have issues with having your meat on the grill with another man's meat not too far behind?
No. What I do have is there only seems to be so much heat, and you've got 15 people trying to put steaks in an area that are good for like three or four, and so it takes forever to cook a steak. And so by the time you're done, there's other guys that have already been done, they've already eaten. It's just, I don't know, it doesn't work smoothly for me. I'm just kind of weird like that.
Okay. No issues. We had some people that, like Jim Nichols, he's not a big steak guy, so the club was, or Randy was providing a piece of chicken for him. And then a couple other people were like, well, can I get the chicken? And it just turned into a thing to where nobody gets chicken anymore.
Yeah, it seems like once you start to cater to one person, and then other people want it, but it's not enough, and everybody, yeah, it gets tough. This is the way it is, and take it or leave it.
Still a good time had by all. And I'm pulling up into the parking lot. Yahoo.
Yeah, I see it is getting to be that time of day for you guys.
All right, well, I'm going to pull 73s and go to work. Have a good day, everybody. We'll talk to everyone later.
All right, this is K2PCB. I'll say 73s as well, and good luck with that antenna, Brad. We'll talk to you soon.
73s to you both. This is KE2GDQ, and we'll be listening.